You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is only spring training, so you have to take game scores with a big, gigantic grain of salt. And that would apply to the Oakland Athletics. Let's talk to Jane Lee about that. I'm Allison Footer. Okay, Jane, most of the time I do not put any credence into spring training game scores, finals, lines, because so many of the guys that are going to be on that 25-man roster, we can't break play a couple of innings and they're out. Okay, but this is a football score. So Oakland 21, Arizona 13. What happened? What was going on there?
I mean, I couldn't really tell you because I only saw some of it. You know how spring training is, where
you're
kind of looking up from your computer every so often. And one of those times I did look up, I saw that the A's had scored 11 runs in the, I think it was the sixth inning. I mean, this is a game that Sonny Gray started. He gave up 7 runs, and the A's still won the game. The most incredible thing about it was the fact that there were only 2 home runs hit in the game. You know, you look at a score like that, and you just assume that everyone went bonkers and everyone was hitting home runs, and there was only 1 from each team, which is pretty remarkable, but it does explain why the game lasted so long as well. Just one of those days, and I mean, even in the ninth inning, in the bottom of the ninth inning, the D-backs were still scoring, and you're looking up like, this is just never going to end. I mean, the temperature's dropping. You know, we've been watching this game forever. I think the sixth inning alone, when the A's scored 11 runs, spring training is different to where, as you know, when the starting pitcher's available in the clubhouse, you go down to the clubhouse and get him before he leaves because he's allowed to leave early. So you end up missing part of the game. And so Sonny Gray was made available in the sixth inning, and at Salt River Fields, where the Diamondbacks play, the walk to the clubhouse is pretty long. So we left the press box in the sixth inning, went to the clubhouse, talked to both Sonny Gray and Ryan Mastin, who made his debut yesterday. We were in there for at least 20, 25 minutes, made the walk back. I transcribed pretty much everything they said, looked up, and it was still a sixth inning. So
that is almost,
you know, and at this point, this is when they're scoring all their runs, and, you know, I'm getting questions like, what's happening? How did they get all these runs? And I'm like, I couldn't even tell you. So just crazy, crazy. And the funny thing this morning, because the A's are playing Team Italy today, so their stats from today's game don't count because it's not considered Cactus League play. You know, so Bob Melvin was asking, you know, do these things count? And we said no. And he said, oh, good. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you have to worry about? Your team just scored 21 runs yesterday. And he was saying, you know, sometimes after that, there's a little bit of a hangover effect. But, yeah, it made for a very long day. But, I mean, one of those only in spring training type of things.
Yeah, 3 hours, 44 minutes. Right. Well, I guess that's actually, I mean, that's a long game. But, yeah, you're right. It probably seemed like about 4.5 hours. It says 3:44 here, so on the box score. That had to have been that one inning where they scored 11 runs had to have been like an hour of it. So Sonny Gray gives up 7 runs in 2 innings, and nobody seems worried because you don't worry about that stuff at spring training. And I mean, you know, if it happened during the regular season, I don't think anybody would express worry at that time either, but he would be like really mad at himself. And, you know, there would be a little bit of concern, like, why is this happening? Often in my experience of like covering starting pitcher, like the Astros, I mean, if there's like an ace pitcher, he might just be working on a particular pitch and just throwing only that pitch, not really caring about what's happening with the batter. That stuff does happen. There is a pride factor where you don't want to go out there and just get it handed to you, but it does seem like everybody was pretty much felt like Sonny still looks good, even though the results weren't there.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised going in and talking to Sonny. I assumed, I mean, he's so hard on himself. So I thought he would be kind of bummed out, you know, disappointed, maybe short with words, but I mean, he was anything but, you know, I think he was just very forthcoming in that, you know what, he didn't throw his slider his first game. So the second game, he wanted to throw a lot of them and he wanted to work on it. A lot of those pitches were in the dirt. We saw there were 3 wild pitches And those alone led to a couple runs. So part of it was that. There were also other things going on. I mean, you know, one of the pitches was supposed to go for a pickoff at first, and the batter basically went out, reached for it, and, you know, drove in a couple runs on a single that just went past the first baseman who was on first, ready for that pickoff throw. You know, a couple of those things happened, and it was just one of those snowball type of deals, you know, a home run. But you look at his stuff overall, and, I mean, he looked fine, and he feels great. And I think right now health is the most important thing for him, just because he really wasn't healthy, I don't think, at any point last year. He had something or another going on, it seemed like, throughout the entire season. So the fact that he's still feeling good, still feels healthy, you know, and that his slider was going in the dirt, I mean, part of it is it's just what it does. I mean, we're used to seeing that. I think a couple of years ago, he was near the top of the league in wild pitches because he has just such crazy movement on his pitches. And so part of that, you know, is going to be on the catcher, you know, being prepared for that. And part of it's on Sonny. He was saying, you know, I have to throw that pitch for a strike and a ball. You know, he's going to be throwing it for a ball, but he's still trying to get swings on it, of course. So it's going to happen. And usually with Sonny, he's able to prevent any damage that, you know, those wild pitches can cause. And sometimes, you know, it gets things going like the way things went yesterday. But for him, he's been so good that he's been able to kind of skirt that trouble while, you know, working around wild pitches like that. So all in all, I mean, Bob Melvin said he wasn't worried at all. He thought he looked way better than his final line showed. It was still just his second start, and his first start, he was really good. I think right now there's just such a big magnifying glass on him because of the way things went for him last year. And I think every start, no matter if it's good or bad, people are going to read a lot into it. You know, a week ago, the narrative was Sonny's back. And now, of course, people are like, oh, here we go again. And this is just going to continue every one of his starts. And then it's going to pick back up again once the regular season begins. You know, we're going to start the cycle over. So I think it's a little too early to be making any conclusions, which is why I keep going back to, you know, he's healthy, he feels good, he wasn't at all concerned about yesterday. I mean, he was working on things. That's what spring training's for. So I think they still feel very good about him going forward.
Yeah, that's good. Is there anybody else that's kind of stood out as you've been observing in camp? Maybe some young guys who have been impressive, not necessarily having to make the team this year, but anybody who's been impressive so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to talk about Matt Chapman right now. He's their big third base prospect that came in to his first big league camp last year and led the team in homers. I mean, this guy has crazy power. His batting practices are just an absolute spectacle. I mean, he's hitting balls farther than Chris Davis. I think people, you know, often say that they haven't seen batting practices like this in A's camp since Cespedes was around. And he's kind of picked up where he left off last spring. I believe he kind of bookmarked that 11-run inning yesterday. I think he had RBI hits, two RBI hits in the same inning. And then he was pulled from the game, and Bob Melvin joked afterward, you know, he was making everyone look bad. But it's just kind of, it's so much fun watching him, and it's fun to see new players come in, like Matt Joyce, and see him for the first time take BP, because it's just such amazing raw power. So he's been fun to watch again defensively. I mean, he was considered, when he first got into the minors, more defensively ahead. He has a really great throwing arm. So right now they're just kind of, you know, hoping he gets a little more experience at AAA to start the season. But if he starts out the season strong, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him sooner than later.
Nice. Always good to concentrate on some of those young guys, especially when your team is not expected to do a whole lot this season, but the future might look bright. So that's pretty good. Okay, Jane, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Get back to it, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.